198. Welcome to the show. Public episode.
It's the Cartman episode. Fuck.
You already blew it.
We're all going to be Cartman.
Hold on. Special guest here. Usually the guest will wait to be introduced on a podcast. So,
well, this is why Eric Cartman isn't on podcasts.
Yeah, Eric is quite rude, but we have Eric Cartman on this episode.
It's turning into like Oscar the Grouch and like.
Yeah.
Aaron can't
hold on,
laugh.
Hold on.
Aaron,
I got
laughing. So,
an order came down from Felix that we weren't going to be able to have Cartman on the show because of, you know, what he said about certain
all of them
groups.
Well,
I don't want to repeat what he said because it's just going to make the problem worse.
This is my Cartman impression. Hello, it's me, Eric Cartman.
Hello, it's me. I'm a little baby.
I'm a baby from Family Guy, and Eric Cartman.
Holy my crap, mom has Patrick, red hair. We gotta get to the Krabby Patty before it closes.
Cartman, you gotta take your driving test.
SpongeBob Family Guy.
Every cartoon should be one big cartoon.
Oh, that would be cool. I think they sort of did that with the, they made that like cartoon Super Smash Brothers game. Where it was like SpongeBob versus Patrick versus...
Oh, yeah. What was that called?
God damn it. I don't remember.
That was kind of big like a year ago.
It was called Cartoon Brawl.
Cartoonverse or something?
That is a...
Cartoon Fight.
It was something like that.
I'm going to Google Cartoon Fight.
Cartoon Fight. Nickelodeon's...
Dude, don't Google that. It's going to be too cool and you're going to get distracted.
Yeah, my wife just took my phone away.
Don't Google Stick Death.
Nickelodeon Melee.
Cartoon Fight Game.
We should get into Stick Death.
Yeah, we should make Stick Death again. Let's bring it back. Let's buy stickdeath.com and then start making them again.
Are you guys allowed to watch Stick Death?
My parents didn't know about Stick Death.
Yeah, I didn't think about anything.
They knew about it. I didn't watch it that much.
Stick Death. I was allowed to go to T-shirt Hell, but I wasn't allowed to go to Stick Death.
T-shirt Hell was way worse than
Stick
Death.
I could only
go
to T-shirt Heaven. Yeah, T-shirt Hell was all sexual.
Having your friends over to read T-shirt Hell?
T-shirt Hell was just like, I'm a rapist. And like, you're just like, that's a cool shirt to wear around, man.
Yeah, man. All those sites are like that. You'll like, you'll like click political section. And then the first one you see is like, I'm a fucking pedophile. Yeah. Fuck you, bitch.
What was that? Oh, it was Pivot. Remember Pivot?
Pivot. I remember the Barely. Pivot to video.
It was Pivot. Mm. Pivot Animator. It was a free program you could download. And you could do stick figure animations. I remember using that as a kid. I forgot what it was called until now. And people would use that to make Stick Death, I think.
See, I just thought they drew it with on like paper and then just recorded themselves kind of flipping the piece of paper in the corner.
Check out the first...
They animated it live.
This is the first t-shirt that's on T-shirt Hell right now. And it's Kiss, and they've got green makeup instead of black, and it says Irish me, I'm Kiss.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, they're drunk.
Fuck them.
The ones underneath it, there's three of them underneath it. And this is not the first time we've been on
recurring podcast,
by the way. There's
picture of Santa. I've been on here like three times today just to get new clothes.
Yeah, new shirts. There's a picture of, and I'm going to screenshot it to show you guys. But it's Santa standing there, kind of grabbing his belly. And then there's a woman standing in front of him, lifting up her skirt and peeing on his right leg.
Where could you wear that?
Church, the gym, school,
even in the house, gym. You couldn't wear that. Like if you had a roommate, you couldn't wear that. If you had a wife, you couldn't wear that.
Why not?
You would have to live alone. And in that case, why do you need the t-shirt?
Well, it's funny because Santa's like, getting peed on.
I guess it's just a gag gift. That's probably 90% of the people for a lot. They should have a percentage of like for each t-shirt, how many people are actually wearing this and how many people are just getting it as a gag gift.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Alex, I'm gonna get you the one that says I'm so done with men. Oh, look, a penis.
I like this one that's Alice, the nanny from the Brady Bunch, and she's in a bunch of bondage stuff, and it says Alice in Chains.
That's pretty clever. Alice in Chains fans.
Someone who's
and Brady Bunch haters.
Yeah, someone who hates the Brady Bunch but loves Alice in Chains.
Well, that's any metalhead.
Jewish
priest. I was just going to link that as well, where it's got a star of David and the band Judas Priest, but they're kind of dressed like rabbis. Which again, not sure who this is for.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're already gay. It's already a gay band, so you don't really need to do anything to make it funny. It's already funny that that guy like tricked a bunch of metalheads into dressing like gay bondage guys because they thought it was just metal stuff. But also, I think Jewish priest is a little offensive because Judas is like the source of a lot of anti-Semitism.
Mm-hmm.
that's like the Jews killed Jesus myth, and changing Judas to Jewish and putting a star behind it, that seems a little bit like saying they killed Jesus.
Well, hey.
Jewish who, priest, who
can
rabbi.
Say who can say who did what? But I do. Yeah, they should just be rabbi. Interested. I'm very interested that they have a baby section, so you can buy baby clothing here.
Oh,
here's cool. one. It's too late. Put down the coat hanger. Pretty
that's
cool.
That's cool.
Okay.
I love cocaine on my gums when I'm teething.
This one says cuter than yeah. Baby Yoda. You should get that one for your kid.
Yeah, that's a good one. All daddy wanted was a blowjob. That's pretty cool. I can't wait.
All mommy wanted was a back rub.
This one's confounding, but I like it.
I don't get that. Like, people look don't have sex.
So it says, if I could suck it myself, I'd probably never stop. And then next to it, like, flipped 90 degrees, it says fellatio. I like that one.
Oh, yeah, that's a cool one. I feel like you could wear that to a job interview.
That's such a funny design. What the fuck?
I hate that the fellatio is like upside down.
Yeah, you have to like turn your head.
And it looks like a turn.
It looks like it's supposed to be a parody of an album or something, but I'm not getting the joke. Yeah,
I'm not getting it either.
There's one that says Baby Einstein is a pussy.
Oh, I'm reading that one.
And Baby Einstein isn't really like a person. Maybe the person who made that, they thought Baby Einstein was like a cartoon character, and it's not just the name of a CD.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
It's just a CD with Mozart
on it. At the end
it.
Of the, like the baby section, it says don't click here. And I thought it was going to show me more like t-shirts, but instead it took me to the T-Shirt Hell Hall of Fame Whore of the Month competition where,
oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, you like take pictures of yourself in their shirts. Like,
oh, yeah, I just clicked it and there's like naked lady showing
wet
the
T-shirt
and stuff.
Contest shit.
Yeah, this is kind of gross. There's like guys that...
It's probably pinging some police ding right now by accident.
That's fine. I like this one where it says hung like a 5-year-old. That'd be great to put on my daughter for her first day of daycare. And then everyone's just
getting sent home
confused.
For a shirt when you're 2. There's one that says daddy's little squirt. And then it's got like Dr. Seuss styled sperms, which I mean, I don't think I would want to look at a baby and be that's my sperm.
On.
Like, I know it's true. Like, I know I'm my dad's sperm, but I don't really want to imagine myself
this one,
that way.
This one confuses me. It says there's 2 chopsticks, and it says Chinese delicacy. Like, is that what's the joke here? That they
eat babies, I guess.
They don't eat babies.
They don't eat babies. That's not, like, even, like, a stereotype or, like, a racist joke about the Chinese. As far as I know, I don't know.
If you put that on a dog, I would say okay.
Yeah,
I get the racist joke.
Yeah, yeah.
I love on the offensive.
You like
shirts.
It too.
I'm on offensiveshirts.com, and the second one on there, you can tell it's like these right wingers that just try to make the designs they think of, and it says Roe versus Wade is just a clump of words. Great shirt, man.
That's
fucking
so cool.
Loser.
We should do that. We should buy a website, and it's like. fuckedup t-shirts.com, and then every t-shirt is just like a smiley face that just says like happy day. Have a good one. No, where's my shirt about Roe versus Wade? Where's my shirt about my cum stains?
In this fucked up world, a friendly t-shirt is edgier than anything.
That's true.
It's pretty crazy,
like,
to think of
8 million shirts. Most of them are in the fucking parental warning you see on a CD. Mm-hmm. Parental advisory label. It's like in that font, and it says, "I shave my balls for this." So cool. Unpleasant, nasty fucker shirt. Just like if they ever sell that shirt in like a 5XL, you know, we gotta find that guy.
There's a Chewblacka t-shirt, and it's just like, imagine walking around with
black?
This t-shirt. Well, I'm sending the picture now.
Okay, let's see.
Like, just imagine. I don't understand.
He doesn't have skin. Like, you can't see his skin.
He's darker.
Yeah, it's just like a darker
but
Chewbacca.
It's barely even
a darker Wookiee. It's a different Wookiee.
Yeah, it would just look like a slightly darker shade of brown, but like,
isn't that,
people don't remember.
That's one of the Wookiees. I don't remember his name.
Let me look up Chewbacca. Let's see.
Well, his name's Chewblacka.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, depending on the scene, that's like, it just looks like Chewbacca.
But like,
if you're
why?
Watching it on a TV and it's like the lighting is low, it just looks like Chewbacca in the Mos Eisley cantina with the lights down low. It just looks like that.
That's what his name. It's just a picture of Chris Santon or Black Chrysanthemum, mm-hmm. who originally came from the comic books, but then was in the Book of Boba Fett.
How about this for a shirt? In the same vein, it's Han in the cantina standing up, and he's got his fucking dick out in his hand, and he just came all over, and it says Han shot first, and it says Han nice. Solo under it.
And that's a good one.
Han Solo.
It's Greedo covered in jizz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah, what if it good. Was what if it was just a t-shirt Han, and it just Han says...
Han was looking at the jizz band and jacking off to their butt faces.
Okay, so if we're thinking of like t-shirt hell Star Wars, there would be a picture of like Baby Yoda on the front, and then on the back of the shirt it just says like, I molested Baby Yoda.
Yep.
Okay, great. That's
I took
shirt,
his
man.
Innocence.
That's too subtle. It's it can't even be like I took it. It would just have to be like.
How about, okay, well, what's a current?
How about like a
character?
High quality like, looking FUBU jersey with the number 69 on it, the 69 on it, and the name on the back says Molester.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. Fingerer.
Maybe we could have barbecuing Peppa Pig.
It's so funny to have a 69 and then say finger.
Wearing a jersey like that where the name of the back says not a rapist. So weird.
Did you guys know there's a fake John Taffer?
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
He's down in Miami.
Oh, yeah. You were sending that. That's pretty crazy.
Just like there's a fake Drake in Miami. They go around to clubs and they pretend to be these guys and fuck women and the women get mad.
Remember when Fake Clay got banned from the Golden State's arena?
I do. I remember Fake Clay. So, John, wait a minute.
He snuck onto the court and was shooting around.
Fake John Taffer is fucking women?
Yeah. He's a married
His
man.
His name is Vic Carolio.
That's their fault.
He's in Naples, Florida, and apparently he has credit cards with John Taffer's name. Uh-oh. There's a text from a woman that says, he was at Seed to Table in Naples, Florida. He was driving a Tesla and had credit cards with John's name on them. I don't know how you get that to happen. He took me to Fifth Avenue, a place called Virginia's, and we sat at the bar. He wouldn't show me his driver's license. Blah, 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 blah.
I'll tell you how you do
it. He was extremely touchy and inappropriate, but good.
What are you mad at then? You're trying to fuck John Taffer. What's the difference?
So she got fucked and then realized... The guy reached under her skirt and tried to force her to perform oral sex on him. That was a different woman.
Jeez, good.
So I think the credit card thing, you can sign up for a credit card with any name, and then some companies will just send you a sample card with that name on it.
Huh.
Yeah. Then you can flash that around. For movies and stuff.
Yeah, and then, fake ones, or, like, you just go with a credit card that just has, like, an insane interest rate. You're just like, this is me. And they're like, hey, we're going to give them
to
anybody.
Add people to your card without putting in all their stuff.
Okay.
Can't you do that? Like, if you add a spouse to your card?
Yeah, I have a credit card that says, my name, John Taffer and Drake. I pretend to be all two.
I forget how it works if you add a spouse, if you have to put in their social.
Holding my finger over the other two names. See, it says Drake right here.
Mine says Drizzy Clay Thompson. Bruno Mars. Yeah.
I have a whole wallet of cards. Bruno Mars apparently owes $500 million to a casino.
What?
$50 million. $50 million.
How does he owe that much money?
I don't know. You should ask Nate to ask his brother-in-law.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know?
Nate doesn't know shit.
Nate doesn't hang out with Bruno?
No, we've asked
him. Not anymore.
Why not?
Because Nate doesn't hang out with anyone. Nate's a fucking loser.
Yeah, he does.
He hates me. He hates Drew. He doesn't want success. He hates everybody.
Nate lays around on the floor. All these, like multi-platinum pop songs come to him and he goes, stop! Ah! He keeps hearing all these like really good melodies and shit and he's like, no!
I don't know if that's true because he's been doing the podcast circuit recently, so he must not hate everyone. That maybe is, he just hates you and Drew.
Well, he's doing the podcast circuit because he got signed up by his agent, me.
Yep.
And his manager, me.
Tom's like, quit slacking. Quit fucking around.
We need money. I take 90% of all the money he makes, so he needs to get his ass to work, but he also needs to give me more money.
Pop music's going out. Tom calls him at 3 a.m. and says, rap is king! You gotta rap!
It's no longer crap.
It's cool.
Retards attempting poetry.
The C in crap, it now stands
now
for
cool.
King. King rap.
Sing.
Sing. That's where you come in, Nate. $50 million. Okay, so
$50 million.
I'm looking at this on TMZ, Okay, so he doesn't actually owe millions in gambling debt to MGM Resorts.
Is it fake?
Alex was tricked.
They said it's fail. They said it's false. MGM said it's fake.
Fuck Perez Hilton.
Well, I think it's true, though, because it was on Complex.
Oh, okay. Well, MGM is coming out and saying that it's fake.
I guess they have a deal with him. That's cool.
Yeah, because he has a Vegas deal, like so the residency.
Maybe they just write it off.
Maybe he just ran it up, and it, like as a joke, he has a balance, but it's not really there because he has a residency.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. They just said.
Yeah, more than likely.
That's your pay for the next show.
Yeah.
We'll just write that off.
Yeah.
But that's still a lot to be on the
slots.
Sorry
about losing $50 million tonight. Your next two shows are going straight into our pocket.
Also, he should be on Stank with Drake.
Dude, speaking of Stank with Drake, the other day I was on Kick. The only time I ever go on Kick is to watch illegal sports streams, pay-per-view. Go in the sports section during fights and stuff. You'll find many HD streams.
Nice.
And they stay up pretty long. And when one goes down, another will come up. But anyway, I saw that XQC was gambling.
Oh, that's
good. I tuned into his gambling stream with 30,000 viewers. This motherfucker is doing... He did 3 straight hours of $50,000 buy-ins for the 10 spin, like the bonus spins. He wasn't even spinning. He was just doing buy-in to all the specials and doing 10 spins and losing every time. Getting back maybe half of it. Like, just 50 grand per pull.
Now, is that like promo?
Sounds like he's doing well.
Gotta be promo, right?
I don't even know at this point, but even for like promo, and that's such... if they give him like $4 million a night, that's so much to be put in one pull.
Yeah,
just
I don't
losing,
know.
Losing, losing, losing.
Maybe and they just to, turn it off.
He'll like go to zero. Fake. He'll just go to zero and then re-up it with another million. Just boop.
Because there are people who do that. I remember Joker was doing that. He would go live on Kick and say he was doing gambling, and he was just using the demo. Mm-hmm. He was using the demo version for testing without real money on it. So I don't know if, like even officially, they might do that. They might just say, here's a version where you can fuck around. Here's, like, the debug version, and, like, if you lose $1 million, it's not even real.
As long as you're gambling, so everyone, all these kids will start gambling.
Yeah. As long as it looks like you're gambling to these kids.
As long as you can get kids to gamble.
It has to be, like, okay, even if it's, like, he wins X amount of money, he's still getting a percentage of whatever it says he wins, because that excitement is real. And so is the disappointment, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's probably
aging all of those guys, too.
Yeah, they all look like complete dog shit. They can't do anything or think about anything.
They look like when people post the fluoride stare pictures.
Yeah, it fucks up your dopamine so bad. Like you're just it's like you're inside a Skinner box and they're also on cocaine all the time and they're just hitting this button over and over again, being like fuck.
I remember thinking $200 per pull over and over, just boom, boom, boom. Yeah. I was like, that's crazy. Then it was 500. Then it was 1,000. Then it was 2,000. Now it's 50,000 for just 10 spins in a row. Oh my God.
Is XQC...
When I would go to...
Is he exclusively on Kick now?
No.
No, he's double dipping.
He has to raid it still from Twitch because he doesn't have Kick. Still has so many view bots. Like, he's probably one of the only people on there with real viewers.
Yeah, when he's going to be on the top every time, guaranteed.
When I go to the casino in Cleveland, it was always so sad to see like the old ladies playing the slots because you don't even pull the thing down anymore. It's the same as online. You just click a button and it says, you lost. It's like, how boring is
that?
It's
so fucked up. Sometimes it says you win.
Yeah. There are just so many little devices that are made to fuck with people's brains like that. Everybody has them now, like sports gambling and buying stuff like on Whatnot and Alibaba and Temu. Like everyone's just got this box where they can just hit a button over and over again and get free dopamine. And most people can't handle it. They just go fucking crazy. It's like a rat in a cage and they can press a button and it injects more cocaine.
That's what I was going to say though. Like for old people, especially that are really susceptible to that type of shit. I mean, everyone is now really, but
yeah,
like Tom said, it is depressing seeing the blue hairs in the slots like that, but at least that's always sort of been there and they have to go there for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't in their pocket.
That's like, I think gambling should be legal, but I think it should be illegal to advertise it.
Yeah.
And
there really should
as
not
much
be
as
ads
do
on TV.
So it just became legal in North Carolina. I think this past Tuesday, like last week, and for like months straight, every ad on Instagram, every ad online in the mail, even like is just like sports gambling, sign up $5, get $250 free, blah blah blah, all this bullshit. And it's like, on principle, I won't sign up and I won't gamble, Because I'm not going to get addicted, but like, I just don't even want to give them my money. I don't even want to deal with it. I don't want them to send me anything more. A sports gambling is the stupidest thing you can do. It is the stupidest way to lose money.
I see it as like a test that I pass and stupid people don't.
Yeah.
So I don't really care that it exists.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think it's fine. I think it should be legal, but I think it should be illegal for ESPN and like NFL to have commercials nonstop. And then when players gamble on other teams, not their own team, get suspended for a whole season. Mm-hmm. And then Deshaun Watson gets suspended for 8 games.
I think it'd be fun to be a bookie, and I think guys just have to deal with bookies. It helps them with their gambling problems.
Like, I think it should be legal to eat your own poop, because I'm never going to do that. So,
yeah.
You know, like, I think it's just legal. Not going to apply to me. So go ahead.
This NHL player, Shane Pinto, got suspended for half a season because he let someone else use his account to place a bet. And it wasn't anything like illegal. It wasn't betting on any of his own games or anything. Or that's what's been reported, at least. Missed half a goddamn season because someone else logged in on his DraftKings.
Calvin Damn. Ridley, wide receiver, missed an entire season because when he was injured, he bet $1,500 total over like 4 games, not when he was on the Falcons, and it was not on the Falcons, Damn. Not anybody the Falcons were playing at all. It was just on the side while he was out for the rest of the season, and they banned him for an entire year. And again, so Deshaun Watson,
he's already banned 24 women. Shouldn't they just count the current ban?
Yeah, that's like he sat out like a year and a half
concurrently, like jail.
Because he was hurt.
Spouses are allowed to play.
Probably, I don't think so. Because
probably
I think
not.
Because
it's
like
the same
friends,
bank account.
Yeah,
yeah. I just feel like all of them would just have their wives play shit.
It would be
game.
Way too easy to trick people.
I just
get your nephew to do it.
It's crazy to me that like you will allow all these ads, and you will allow the NFL to make all this money, and then as soon as your players are just like, yeah, let me bet a little bit, and they're just like, no, you're banned. Like, wow, if you were going to advertise it, sorry, then you're going to have to deal with betting and your players betting, everybody around you betting.
No, well, funnily.
Like, don't get high on your own supply.
But it's like, going
to
happen.
We're on the dealer side. We're playing for the casino. We're not supposed to be losing money. That's for the little people.
Mm-hmm. But it's just like, because they don't make any money. Like, a player's not making any money from the deals the NFL, NHL, NBA has with, like, DraftKings or whatever. So... you're not allowed to use them. It's like working at McDonald's and not being allowed to eat McDonald's.
Yeah, you get a discount. You should get a discount on DraftKings.
You should.
Honestly, why the fuck not? Like, if they're going to have those guys in the commercials, they should give them half off on betting.
Yeah, like they should sign up. Like, you should sign up with your ID and have all that stuff. And then you're like, okay, I'm a player for this team. You are not allowed to bet on this team. It's just like crossed out wherever, like whatever team you're playing for or about to play.
They should let them do steroids.
That's yeah.
What? That too.
Who's doing the steroid Olympics things, like the unnatty games? You guys see that?
Oh, yeah.
And someone cool.
did.
We talked about it. Who was
Peter
that?
Thiel.
Was it Peter Thiel?
I don't remember if it was Peter Thiel, but I know, like, they're doing that, like, steroid games, which is, like, I don't know. I think that they probably should be allowed to do, like, some HGH to, like, recover, but also, like, people are just going to take it way too far and just get incredibly, like, roided up for things and then just die of heart attacks.
Yeah, the enhanced games.
Well, the tech guys do that already. Like, Elon Musk was in the news because he's on ketamine 24/7.
Oh, of
and
course,
Don Lemon was asking
that.
Him about it. Like, is that like making you act different or weird at all? And he's like, no, fuck you.
He says good for investors.
Like, so all those guys are like, yeah, they're fucked up all the time. So like, why wouldn't you give everybody else chemicals? And honestly, I agree with that.
No wonder there's so many yes men around.
I just don't get why it has to be right wing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how is that anti-woke? How is like,
well,
why do you have to
sleep.
Be anti-woke and do that? Can't you just do drugs all the time and be normal?
As long as Sydney Sweeney's heavies are defeating woke.
Well, here's the thing, Michael. They're not that big.
Yep, not to me, but...
Nope.
They make me read.
Because, see, like, these ones I've got.
What a horrible conversation that is.
Yeah, it was
just
awful.
Just everybody on all sides. All
right, well, sorry for writing it.
Yeah, that's all right. I love when you get to, like, log on to Twitter And it's just everybody just making like the same four jokes about a woman's body over and over again. It's like, oh, that's cool. Thank you.
It's like nice a nice to sequel see. To the Shane Gillis SNL thing. Her coming on SNL and all the same guys being like, oh, man, look at her tits.
It's true.
Oh, it's even better than when they said retard.
I felt really bad for her, and it's one of those times where I'm glad that I'm, like, mutuals with her on her, her private account, and I sent her a bunch of gift cards to make her feel better.
Usually. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was same nice. Thing she, with Reba.
For some reason,
Reba is,
she was crying.
Depressed.
She wanted some Google Play cards.
And Sydney Swen 776-4312.
Reba told me it's her time of the month. So I need to give her gift cards.
I got followed by a lady recently.
I'm pregnant, y'all.
Of course, she's a blue check. Was Olivia Jackson. Her bio is ex-model, Professional Aviation Academy, London, qualified translator and interpreter, member, Mensa. And then all of her tweets and pictures are just about how she's been scammed on Twitter and Elon Musk needs to step up and give her money back. And it's just thousands and thousands and thousands of screenshots of her in conversations with like scammers on like WhatsApp and on Twitter. And just like she screenshots her photos to show you 1,000 photos. Bro, so that was nice to see her.
Yesterday I was searching tweets at just Johnny Depp, at Keanu Reeves, at Kid Rock.
Congrats on the new song.
It's all these people being like, hey, did you get the gift cards? Like that sort of thing. It's like, God damn it. And then a bunch of other people being like, there's a Joker on Instagram pretending to be you and trying to get gift cards. I'm not sending anymore.
I don't know how you can be that stupid.
I don't know.
How are you that
the
stupid?
The same person who's adding Keanu Reeves on Twitter expecting him to reply.
Why do you think he would want gift cards? Why would millionaires need gift cards? It makes little fucking
Keanu,
sense.
Heads up, if someone pretend to be you on Instagram, I fucking wish I knew who it was. I'd go John Wick on them for you.
After it just I doesn't will make refuse any sense. To give them like, any more money.
Jesus Christ, Tom.
It's like the kind of lie that would only work on a 90-year-old, but those people, how are they getting the gift cards? How are they getting the Target? How are they giving you the numbers? Like, I don't get how that scam works.
I don't know.
But it works on so many old people who are like, they do have credit cards, but they also think that Keanu Reeves badly needs $25.
Oh, that lady subscribed with that Greg account.
Yeah, of course. It's great. The subscriptions are Greg, Elon, and the Figgin, which is like some Turkish lady who's like just a generic poster on here. But she's great. Like I said, it's screenshot after screenshot of her getting scammed, sending some guy in Nigeria like $1,800.
I want to tweet out this picture that she just shared 4 hours ago. I'm going to steal it.
I don't know. I think it's just
Hillary Clinton is like a demon and she's chasing Donald Trump, who's in some water, and she's holding a couple of babies.
That might be one of our sub images. It might actually be.
Really?
One of them.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
This is a good tweet. She received a message from Elon Musk saying that he's sending her his own personal SpaceX travel card. And like, it's a screenshot. And the tweet, she sends a picture of the picture that he sent. And it's right here. And it's just like a generic hand holding SpaceX travel card, Earth to Mars. Clearly photoshopped in.
God damn, that's funny.
God.
Yeah, I love these people, and I'm glad they're starting to follow me.
I gotta
show
you guys.
Why would the card say book now on it? Like, there's a button that you can click on the physical card.
I gotta show you guys my tweet of the week. Our guy, Ben Hughes.
Ben. Oh, no.
Eeyore and his female companions of The Simpsons stared at Bill Clinton.
I was dying when I saw that.
Oh, yeah, I see their stare. It's like, they're a little aghast.
Reply here is, Ben, what do you think of this video? And it's Trump holding up a picture of four women. And his reply is, these four females will be perfect as blue ninjas, but no sexy.
Oh, come on. Really? Even AOC?
Stay golden. Stay golden. No sexy.
Come on, Ben.
That's so fucking horny.
Come on now.
What an interesting guy.
No sexy. I love him. That's the GOAT. He makes me smile. His posts every day when it's just like the women from Simpson smiling at like a Galapagos turtle. It's like a realistic picture of a turtle.
Some and then 1,000.
Yeah.
Very peculiar. Are you guys going to watch the Among Us TV show?
Oh my God. I actually saw the screener and I fucking cried.
It's got Yvette Nicole Brown, my favorite.
Hey, she went to University of Akron. Shout out Zips, baby.
Let's go. Nice. Hey, did you guys fill out a bracket, by the way?
I did.
No.
The Zips went really far in mine because I was doing a coin. I did it on my stream today to fill out my bracket. I did a straight coin toss. Guess who won with a coin toss? Stetson, a 16 seed.
Hey.
Let's go.
Let's go, Stetson. Dude, you're going to make so much money if that would happen.
I know. Oh, shit. We just said we were against sports gambling. Fuck.
No.
It's a free one. It's in the Rainbow League.
Yeah. Yeah, I did a free one. I have UConn winning because I don't see who beats them.
Oh, shit. That's my basketball. I didn't know UConn had a basketball team way up there.
Yeah, it's way too far up north. Folks.
I'll root for them. They've got the dogs.
Well, you shouldn't.
It's a pun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, why wouldn't they have a basketball team? It's fine. Hey, 6 months of the year, it's sunny.
I love the Wolves. I bet the girls' UConn team could win the men's tournament.
No way, dude.
Do you guys think Ohio State could beat the Lions?
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Ohio guys used to say that like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Probably could.
Do you think the Army team could beat the Patriots?
They do that. Whoever's the worst team in the league, they always go like, Alabama could have beat the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It was always
Georgia
Alabama.
Georgia could beat the Browns. Yeah.
Fuck.
And it's like, yeah, I'm sure these like 20-year-old kids could beat up these like 28-year-old professionals.
Worst training, worst equipment.
Yeah.
Oh, watch that shit with the Pro Bowl should be.
It would be interesting. They should actually do that. The worst team and then the best team in the college league should have to play each other.
That would have like half Super Bowl viewers at least.
Yeah, it would
be
great.
Thing is, like, there would need to be consequences for the worst team because otherwise they just wouldn't try, just like the Pro Bowl. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
You'd have to be like, if
you have to sit out the next season,
you get executed. I was going to say.
College kids. You get fucking.
CTE.
You get relegated. That NFL team has to go to college the next year. Yeah. And the college kids get their paychecks.
There should be relegation. Just like in football.
Those NFL guys, they should go back to college.
Trying to read like 51st Dates. Pan Clark.
Because the first time, they didn't go to class. That's the punishment. They have to go back to school and actually go to class.
Like the fucking University of Texas thing from like 4 years ago where it said like, prepared for on the field and off the field. And it said average GPA 2.86.
Well, it's better than nothing.
The classic Cardell.
Some C minuses. That's okay.
We did homework. Tweet.
It was, yep. I came to play football, not to play school.
That's
so cool.
There was this one guy, I forget his name now. I think he was a corner for Carolina back in the day, but he's out of the league now. But he had this tweet his rookie year. It was easier to find back in the day because back when everyone was verified, that was actually important. And now he's unverified because he doesn't tweet. But it said something like, I like when there's a football player being interviewed with his helmet on and you can't really tell what he looks like. And with his helmet on, he'd be looking really stupid. He said, but then he takes it off and talks and he's actually smart. I'd be one of those. I'd be looking straight retarded.
I remember that one. Fuck. Who did that shit?
That's so weird.
It's in my bookmarks way down there. I could find it eventually. Do you guys remember this guy?
Bobby Hill?
Remember him? God entered my body.
Yeah, I follow this guy on YouTube. He'll come up.
He has the car with all the shit written on it, too, that people always see him post.
God entered my body like a body my same size.
Yeah. Same size.
Where does he live?
Indiana or some shit.
So if you're in Indiana and you see a car that says God entered my body on the side, it's a blue minivan.
Yep, go knock on the window.
Yeah, he's got the same.
Don't talk to that guy.
He's got the same haircut as many of annoying people on
Twitter.
His
barcode names.
He's got a turf haircut.
Yeah. He's always completely nude.
Nude. Bro, completely. He's got his
Here's a sample tweet. I'm under very harsh and severe attack by the PP man, which is God. God not only rips my face and shoots disease into my mouth, but plays with my penis. And it's a picture of him standing completely naked in a basement.
He gets fired a lot from trucking jobs, believe it or not.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Really
huh?
crazy.
He kind of did the vlog thing. He does the vlog thing where he'll post that same picture where he's standing naked in his basement posing, be like, got an interview tomorrow, blah, 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 and says the company. And like whoever his haters are online will just tell them like, hey, don't hire this guy. I don't know if you could even call that haters. It's probably just protecting them.
Yeah,
I don't
think you need to do that. By the way, this guy is.
I think they'll find out pretty quick.
I can't believe that guy is still doing that shit. That guy's been around for so long.
Yeah, he stopped posting, it looks like, last year. Or maybe, you know
what? He's in pretty good shape.
I'm going to tell you
what. I think I've seen him on YouTube. He probably
found his password. Yeah, he moves around.
You know what happened? I think why he's not posting is because God left his body.
Oh, finally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nothing else to complain about.
Well, finally.
One of them got bigger or smaller, and so God had to leave.
Once you get your own. See, that's why I don't have that problem, because God couldn't fit in me.
Mm-hmm.
God tried to fit in me as a spirit the same size, but he couldn't. Damn, I had too many fucking bookmarks. Lord, to find this.
It's very tough.
I don't have enough. You guys know any good websites?
No, yeah, I'm saying t-shirt hell.
Bookmarks. So you can
I got that one. That's my only one.
So speaking of vlogs, he posted that he has an interview.
Yeah, and he posted the address and his email. Like, why are you...
He's bad just OPSEC. Dumb. He's just very dumb. So don't do anything. But hey, he's finally getting a job.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
He's got an interview. I think his parents forced him.
I hope so. Because he was being so annoying.
One of the Dylans is like, I'm not driving you around anymore. Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
he's going around to like his friends' work while they're at work
hours.
To ask them to borrow money. Like, he's asking someone for a ride to go to some other friend's work while they're at work to ask them for $5.
And when you look at his tweets, it seems like he's going to his friend's work when they start working with them, walk around for 5 hours during their shift, and then go home with them.
Yeah.
Like, he could have just worked there.
There you go, Thomas. DJ Fluker, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's funny when you meet NFL players who just look so dumb in a helmet, but are pretty intelligent, refreshing, refreshing. I'll be one. I be looking retarded.
RATARDED.
Wow. That's pretty cool. R-A-T. Good for him.
I love him.
Yeah, I guess that's an association with helmets.
Yep.
Unfortunate. It's unfortunate they kind of ruined helmets for neurotypicals.
I think we should normalize preemptively wearing helmets. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people would. It would actually make a lot of people smarter, because like there are people who get CTE from just hitting their head on a table. Like, what if we prevented that?
Yeah.
I have to wear one at work all day. It sucks. It gets too hot in there.
But when you take it off, you be looking intelligent.
My daughter was playing near Toy Box Saturday, and she can sit up and crawl and like almost she can get nice. Herself to standing.
Humble brag.
She was sitting and playing with a toy, and then just fell over and bonked the right side of her head on the toy box.
Oh.
And she was not too happy. She was a trooper, and she stopped crying like immediately. But like that day, we had people over, and there was just like this red mark on the side of her head.
Yeah, and then have I to have a helmet because they love falling over.
Yeah, they do love falling over.
One time when I was like 12, I was babysitting all of the kids younger than me, basically. My parents were, I don't know if they're out for the night or just shopping or something, but they were gone. And my little brother, I can't remember, I think he was like 3 or 4, and he tripped in the living room and hit his head on the, it was like a fireplace corner or something, like mm-hmm. nasty. No, it was an entertainment center. And he gets up, and it's, like, split right down his forehead, and you can see his, like, skull.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I immediately just got a towel on it and called 911 and just held the towel on there. And
put some towels on it.
Ambulance was there in, like, literally a minute and a half, because it was just, like, the paramedics that are also the fire department, because we lived in a tiny township. Mm-hmm. So they were just, like, it had been closer if they, like, walked from their house, but they had to, like, run to get the truck and then bring it over.
Calling, right. Getting
a couple stitches, but that was when I knew
fatty.
That I could work under pressure. I didn't get scared of the blood or anything, or seeing the skull.
Getting fatty on the dispatch, and he just keeps telling you to put towers on it.
Put some towers on it.
I think you're fine. Just put
still
some
don't know what's
on
up
it.
With him.
Fuck! Imagine Scotty is a fucking dispatcher, dude.
Oh, that's Scotty, he's fatty. God damn, my brain.
Put some towers on it. I mean, Fahey is probably definitely putting towels on his foot instead of
that's what
bandages.
I just in my head it just made sense that he was putting towels on his
I guess he got out of the hospital
Scott
he was in the
good.
Hospital and he got out and he's at home
is
and
it?
God knows what he's doing.
Yeah, it's better for him to be in the hospital.
Probably smoking.
He's just smoking in his car, but he doesn't post anywhere.
They're actually,
like, what is he doing?
That man that was, lived his whole life in the Iron Lung finally died last week. Mm-hmm. And they're actually sending his old Iron Lung up to Hamilton.
Hey, to upgrade nice.
It, right? Make it a little bigger.
Yep. Oh my God! Can you imagine how happy he'd be to be in an Iron Lung?
Yeah, just put cigarettes in his mouth. Let's go. Yeah.
Oh, this hot is boxing life. It. Let's go.
He's breathing for me.
Giveaways.
Let's do some giveaways.
Let's do some giveaways, you guys.
I'm actually going to do a giveaway right now for the all listeners right. and you guys. So we're going to roll. I'm giving away $1 million.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
So we're going to do a spin. We're going to spin to win. And we're going right now. Oh, and congratulations to me. I just won $1 million.
Wow, oh, okay.
That's good. No, after taxing
things. This is a real deal. Hey, damn it. I want to win that $1 million.
Oh, welcome back, Eric. Oh, no. I wish I won $1 million. It's me, Eric Cartman.
Ooh, it's me, Stewie Cartman.
What? Oh, hey, Andrew Tate, we got to get to the Krabby Patties. They're closed. okay, Peter, thanks for letting me know. I'll be at the Krabby laddie. Patty to work with you soon.
Oh, laddie, it's me, Irish Mackie. I wish I could have won $1 million.
I want Outlaw to do a Mexican voice for Cinco de Mayo. That's what I was thinking about.
I think that would go great. I think that would go over real
I think
well.
He should try those.
Mexican he's already Pablo.
Being, I'm gonna, he's kind of being racist to Patreon. Irish people. I'm gonna sign up as Bike Merton. Do you think he'd pick up on that? Just a spoonerization of his name?
Not at all, man.
If I changed one vowel in the second word to like Merton, he would not pick up on it. He'd be like, cool, Bike Merton. Thank you, Bike Merton.
This man who hasn't slept in days, months, years. I don't know if he'd pick up on it.
No. He needs to have one long sleep.
If he got a full night's sleep, he'd wake up and delete his YouTube.
Oh, for sure. That's what I always say. Like, as soon he
calls Brian, tells him to kill himself, calls Pickrop, tells him to kill himself, deletes his YouTube, and goes back to sleep.
As soon as he has one real moment of realization, he's going to delete. He's just going to wipe himself off the internet, and that's going to be a good thing.
Yep, and we're going to see him in a fitness talk later. Just kidding. We won't.
We're going to see him in breasts. That blue jumpsuit.
It's so hot.
I gotta find where he.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. It's so strange.
I found it on a stream one day, but lost the link. Yeah,
because I would love that, man.
And he must pull out all his hairs because he's a hairy guy, and that's a zipper that's just on his bare skin, and it's very tight, and it's going all the way up.
That's like, what bothers me.
That's got to be ripping zipper, out 100 hairs every time.
The zipper actually starts all the way above his ass crack and zips under, then up.
Oh, cool.
And he's fully naked under it.
That's hot. I like
that. I found it one day. I had to have a bunch of people in the chat give me like keywords to find it because it felt like playing Infinite Craft trying to describe it. But I found it and it was like $54, I think, for his size.
Oh my God, dude.
The
shit he has is so weird. That's his gym fit, is that and then like Super Mario sweatpants, pajama pants, and then hiking boots.
We call that his swimming shirt, but he doesn't even swim in that.
I think he might have swam in it one time. I don't know.
I've only seen him shirtless swimming on his videos.
And
he doesn't wear that in the water.
I think we just think that it's a swim vest because it looks like a fucking like he's going water skiing.
It looks like a life vest.
Yeah, because it's blue.
Yeah, he looks like one of the trainers at SeaWorld.
Yeah,
it actually looks like one of the whales at SeaWorld dressed as a trainer from SeaWorld. It shows his tits though too. Like
it really shows his breasts.
Even if someone had really big tits, I feel like they wouldn't be popping out of that thing as much as his are. It's crazy.
Wait a minute. Are Outlaw's big hangers defeating woke?
Well, he would have to go on SNL.
Oh, okay.
He would do a great monologue.
He can't do that because he's very busy.
He's too busy. I'm not even sure what that is.
He could do a variation on the Shane Gillis monologue and do jokes about how he sounds like he has Down syndrome.
I'm so confused about Outlaw's time management when I found out that he doesn't work overnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
No, he works like 9 to 5. He just comes home and then sits there for 8 hours and then says, all right, time to go live at 5 a.m.
God it's damn pretty, it. The other night he got off his stream at 2:32 his time and said, okay, got to go watch Oppenheimer with the wife.
No, you don't. You're lying.
Starting Oppenheimer at 2:30 in the morning.
All right, we're going to finish this quick three-plus-hour movie. 2 in the
morning. You guys are not watching a long-ass movie at 3 in the morning.
Because she's not going to do that.
Honey, wake up. You're missing the end of the second act. Wake up.
It's something you do when you're on drugs.
Yeah.
It's not something you do when you're sober.
Or very depressed.
You don't put on a long-ass movie at 4 in the morning.
Okay, what if you have Brian bouncing on you?
Well, that would be pretty good. Yeah, that changes things, actually, now that I think about it.
Actually, Brian keeps Outlaw awake by standing in the corner and lighting firecrackers like the little Chinese boy on on Boogie Nights at the drug dealer's house.
That was him.
Yep, that was him.
That was him.
Brian wishes. I just think, like, the sleep apnea is a problem, and I think that's why he, like, won't go to bed, is because he already knows he's, like, not going to sleep.
He's so
going to
keep waking up.
It would drink like the C4 and then just stay up and stream. Yeah, it would. I'm sure he has insurance. I'm sure he can like afford it. And also the fact that it's going to save his life is well worth whatever it costs for him to get a CPAP. But no, yeah,
there's certain things that he won't do. He has to go to a baseball game and then order 4 pizzas at the stadium.
It's not a cost thing. It's an admitting he has a problem thing, right?
Well, he mentioned cost too. And really? Then, yeah,
I think it's lazy cope as well.
Of course it is. It's everything. It's like admitting that, one, I was right. This random stranger on the internet said, you have sleep apnea, go get checked.
He loves
you. Yeah. Yeah, he does love me.
Admitting that everybody in my life was actually right, that I'm not going to become a celebrity from eating McDonald's every day.
Yeah, because he also mentioned, it's going to be expensive, so I can't do that. And it's like, you spend thousands of dollars viewbotting your channel on fast food. Maybe just like don't do that for 1 month and I think you're fine.
What if what if he's trying not to go to sleep because he had a concussion like decades ago?
Or staying up this
what if
time?
What if he has a bad dream?
Yeah, what if he's getting haunted by
for like the 4 seconds
Freddy Nightmare.
4 seconds at a time. It's like oh my brothers, and then he wakes up.
Maybe him, Brian, and Pickrob killed a kid when they were young, like 10. And that's why they're so tightly knit.
Well, that was a waste.
Yeah. They find out he's alive.
Well, fun's over, I guess.
I was friends with these two fuckheads for this long for no reason. Oh, no, I'm not dead. I did the dead man's float around the bend and went home. I was tired.
I just don't want to hang out with you guys anymore.
That'd be a great prank. You just float away down the river from your friends and climb up the bed and run away, and they think they killed you.
That would be awesome. We should do that.
Yep,
all right, who are we going to do it to?
I would go to my own funeral for sure.
Chat, yeah, we should convince Chat that he murdered all of us.
Okay, we can do that.
We should go to his house and he should wake up and we're all there covered in blood.
Mm-hmm. With Chat, sometimes you can just like say something to him and he'll just believe you and go, huh? Okay.
How about?
So he could just be like, all right, Chat, you just killed us all.
How about he's flying into his dad's driveway at night. Mm-hmm. Listen to this punk banging his head getting home from work or whatever.
Kiss.
And we throw a big branch under his car, so it goes and then he gets out and we're all laying there dead, like in the Peter Griffin pose at the bottom of the stairs. Fucking blood all over us and shit.
Oh my God. We're all saying no!
No!
No! No! I fucking hate being run over so fucking bad.
No, you killed me! We're all here to surprise you.
Oh, why is your car so fucking heavy, dude?
He had seen you fly 60 feet up in the air, just land on your feet and break your legs like Fortnite.
I thought I could do it like a cat.
Ah!
They say when you land, you have to straighten your legs, lock your knees,
go backwards with your legs.
Yeah,
that's how that guy lived, jumping off of the.
Well, right, also,
some people survive Golden
World Trade
Gate
Center.
If you have to stand for a long distance or like for a long time, what you have to do is lock your knees while you're standing, and that'll help you stay standing.
And when you're lifting,
mm-hmm. Yeah, when
you're lifting, lift with your back and stand with your knees. That's what they say.
One of my cocky thoughts that I always thought about myself is that I would definitely pencil dive and break the surface of falling into the water from like pretty high up and be okay.
So yeah, there should have been a pool at the bottom of the Twin Towers.
I would simply pull
my toes
down.
They had a big reflecting pool there.
I would wave my arms.
Put the memorial in. It's got water in it now.
Okay, we can try it.
They fixed it.
I would wave my arms to slow my descent down to the earth, and then I would just like kind of.
What if people thought you could fly? That would be embarrassing.
Well, I can't fly. It's just sort of like a glide.
The 9/11 Birdman. That's what you would be called.
I'm talking about Golden Gate Bridge. I couldn't survive the ground. I couldn't flap my arms fast enough to survive hitting the ground. But the water. The water is so much softer than the ground.
My favorite thing. I love watching people dive.
But then at the last second, then you pencil.
The worst way to watch people dive.
The worst way to die off the Golden Gate Bridge would be doing the when people do the fail dive where they're trying to swan dive but they don't even like arc at all.
Yeah,
they're just going for the belly flop after like having their hands over their head. They just do like sort of a jump and then smack with like their arms and face into the water. That's my favorite. Yeah,
that's embarrassing.
I would want to have the Full House theme playing. I think.
Okay.
Well, it actually,
that's what
fact,
I associate with that view.
The very first episode of the Full House, they had to change the intro because there was 70 people jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge.
That's crazy. Yeah.
In the opening scene.
I want to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge so I can be with Bob Saget. I want to be with him wherever he is.
I want to be with him and Dave Coulier. Dave Coulier still alive.
R.I.P. Dave.
And John Stamos.
Hey guys, who'd rather fuck? Mary Kate or Ashley? That's dying of the day.
Well, I don't know which of the three is which.
Neither they're too old. That's the best answer. Dude, they're like 40 now.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
They're too thin.
40.
Alex said that randomly the other night. I was fucking dying. Mary Kate or Ashley. It's so cool, like Howard Stern era radio guy. When did Miley was like 2013 or 14, and guys were still so like, man, when Miley's 18, calm down.
Would you guys rather once a day have to take a punch from Mike Tyson or have to brush your teeth every day?
I brush my teeth.
Probably brush my teeth.
Is he punching
Bossing,
me?
Though.
Punching me anywhere or in the face?
Anywhere.
I'll take the punch.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm not.
My gums bleed
doing
like
that
shit.
Fucking bullshit. Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Every time I brush, it fucking hurts.
Yeah, I don't brush till after breakfast because my food tastes like blood if I do.
Tastes like metal.
I'm actually 10 days younger than Miley Cyrus, so she looked forward to me turning 18.
Yeah, ooh, she had a website. 10 days, yeah. For 10 days, she had a website.
She fucking groomed you. Miley Cyrus groomed me when I was 10 days younger than her.
She didn't even do anything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I found out about it like 10 years later on archive.org that she made that website.
Who's the coolest
person?
I'm so
sorry she didn't groom
you. Who's the coolest person that groomed you guys?
Probably you guys.
Yeah. Sure. Because we've met when Alex was 3. We established this. And
yeah. You found me in the store.
Yeah.
We adopted
I used to hold Alex on road trips. Mm-hmm. Let him sit in the front seat.
Yeah. I would shit all over.
The coolest thing. It was so cool.
It was all symmetrical little balls like the maggot turd toilet.
Yo, I call shotgun.
I remember when Alex started
doing that now.
And that poop started stinking. Doing that with like your friends and like his wife driving and like you call shotgun, make his wife sit in the back.
Or like go into a nice restaurant. Shotgun, I call dibs.
You know,
going out to eat with your grandparents.
My Albanian friends do that where they call shotgun over their friends' wives and shit, and the wife just like has to submit and sit in the back. That's really funny.
It's also funny to do that, like just going someplace with your wife and then immediately just getting into the passenger seat. Like, nope, not you driving.
No, you're driving.
Yep. Shotgun. Get in the back behind her.
you're picking someone up after getting
that's
like
the safest spot.
Their eyes dilated at the optometrist and they can't drive, and you're like, Shotgun.
We'll wait here.
Picking someone up after a surgery. Shotgun.
After LASIK.
Yeah. I can't see. Well, I called fucking shotgun. So.
Getting out of the car and all these beer bottles fall out. You gotta drive.
You gotta drive. Yeah, I call shotgun. I'm so drunk.
Picking someone up. Picking someone up after they're getting out of jail after being in there for like a decade. And you've got like way too many people in the car for no reason that you're just hanging out with and they could barely fit. Hey man, what's up? Good to see you. They gotta like squeeze in the back with a bunch of fucking like antisocial friends of yours. They're just like really high.
Picking someone up at prison and asking if you can use the prison bathroom. Yo, three of us need to shit. Is there like a lobby?
I've been holding it so bad.
Can I go back to your room and pee? I gotta pee so bad.
Someone's getting out of prison, they give them $20. You're like, yo, do they have vending machines? Can you split that with me and maybe we can get something at the vending machine and then I'll pay you back?
I'm hungry as F.
Can you give me a ride?
they got those nutty bars there.
Can you give me a
Yo,
ride?
Yo, those are good as F, dude.
Right when your friend gets out of prison for 10 years and you slide over to the passenger seat when he comes out.
I figured you would want to drive because it's been so long. He's in prison for a DUI. He's in prison because he ran somebody over.
Yeah, finally, man. Gotta get back on the horse.
You're finally out of prison for running over four of your podcast co-hosts. And we just want to help you drive again.
Yeah, your lawyer found out they just rolled a railroad tie into your car. None of them ever got hit.
Yeah. It turned out they were still alive, so they... You won the case on appeal.
After 10 years.
They had to throw it out because they were all alive.
Poor guy. He's probably in like Indiana right now or something.
That's a good question. Find him. Open up the map. Call him.
Been driving.
He should be on the podcast from his car.
That's right. You should just call in.
He should record his 5 minutes right now.
Outlaw used to do that. There was one stream where he was on Discord and you could hear turn signals.
Oh my god, dude.
He's on fucking Discord and he's driving.
Dude.
Cole Campbell. I hope it wasn't his work truck.
I think Cole Campbell went to the gas station during his podcast interview.
Well, that's pretty impressive. That he can drive to begin with and also do something else.
His mom is probably driving.
Yeah.
And they couldn't leave him at home alone. You gotta come with me.
Yeah, Cole's like the fox, beans, and chicken riddle, man.
Mm-hmm. Can't leave him home with anything. There's a TV, there's animals, there's coffee, there's food. Yep. Like
there's a bubble butt baddie, a Monster Energy, and some turntables, and Cole.
I imagine if you are Cole's parents, you have like just the most like child-proof internet possible. Like just so many locks and like,
oh yeah,
a VPN, like all of this shit that you're just like, no, Cole, you will not have unlimited access to this.
Well,
internet.
I don't know.
We got in trouble.
He does have that OnlyFans shirt.
You guys know they got rid of Yahoo?
Wahoo?
Yahoo Answers? Vlogs was playing with a kid who talked like that the other day. It's so fucked up. Like, I couldn't do that. Like, if I was in a lobby with a kid who was like, so what's your name? I love playing Fortnite. Like, I leave the game. What are you doing?
The other day, Vlogs was doing a St. Patrick's Day fashion show on Fortnite where you can go and show off your skin in his, like, custom game.
Oh, yeah, custom and he got one person.
Yeah, he got one person to come in. It was one of his little brothers, and the kid immediately flew to where he was and killed him, and the game was over.
It's like, so all right, funny.
I'm going to raid.
I knew that was going to happen because when we did customs, it was such a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Like getting people in there, figuring out when to start it. People don't have the creator code right. It's all, no matter what it is. Like even when we did that tournament that one time, it was so hard to get people into that customs, even with thousands of people. So doing it with like three people who are kids, like what do you think is going
to
happen?
He had like five other kids who wanted to get in, but they couldn't because he had a case sensitive password for his customs game. It was Vlogs with a capital V and only one kid figured it out.
God damn it.
He's a failed turd.
Just getting so ahead of yourself, trying to do customs with two people.
He's crazy posting an interview like that on wrestling Twitter.
Stupid.
Someone else is going to show up for it.
No, I don't know.
God came here and scooped my job.
That just means he
Money
gave
the
up
bank,
on wrestling
it's my
Twitter.
Job now.
Oh my God, that'd be so cool.
As we know from many of those guys, they don't have a lot going on during the day.
Found a really good Money in the Bank picture the other day. This one.
I love him.
I need to get one of those briefcases.
Classic.
God damn it, man.
That was the only thing Vince wanted out of his divorce.
Oh, that is cool. The only thing he wanted out of his divorce. That is, he accused her of hiding it from him and trying to keep it for herself. The Money in the Bank briefcase.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she really wanted that shit.
Yeah, everybody wants
Everyone
that
wants
shit,
your trash.
Fucking idiot. Stupid motherfucker. We love you.
Your physical proof that you like wrestling.
Yep.
See? I like wrestling. I have this.
I just thought about the collab of the century. Vlogs and Vince.
Oh, I'm just tired already thinking about it. I'm exhausted.
They're both.
I guess
vlogs
could chew the sour candy that Vince can't.
One's a camcorder and one's a cinematographer, and you take it from there.
I guess. Well, true. If you don't like the like, Vince could gum the sourness off the candy, and then vlogs could finish it off.
True. Yeah,
nasty. That's kinda nice having there.
Vince
they both like soda.
Vince can name suck, one thing that's nasty about
Vince
that.
Can suck the chocolate off the raisinets, and vlogs can eat them.
Vince can suck the skin off a penis.
All right, that's what I've enough.
Gross. Right, well, check out Vince.
Thanks, Eric Cartman, for coming on the show today.
Yep, and rest in peace.
It's me. Thank you for having me, Eric Cartman. I died.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I died.
Stewie Griffin.
Right, bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. I love you. Bye-bye.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV. Did I get to live in here? Somebody tell me, please. This old world confusing me.